It's now time for our Prairie Le Compton locker room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is presented by First State Bank. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're now joined by girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta. We're down to the final two games of the regular season, and we want to get started here with the game on Tuesday night on the road at Sabetha. Blue Jays been playing some good basketball here over the last couple of weeks, and coach, this one goes right down to the wire. You guys have the final possession, down one, chance to win the game. Shot comes up just a bit short. Sabetha holds on 30-29. We'll talk a little bit more specifics about it, but just kind of a key overall takeaway from it Tuesday.
I can't argue with the girls' effort or anything. I mean, we were right there. I mean, we gave ourselves a chance to win. Kind of just got to go finish it off. And I think, you know, the bigger overarching thing is, when you're looking at that game, I mean, Sabetha clearly had the one of the most talented offensive players in our league on their team. And, you know, that's kind of what pushed them over the edge. I mean, we took away basically everything that they had. I mean, Lukert had 24 of their 30. So we did a good job of shutting down other kids. But I mean, when she had the ball in her hand as much as she did in comparison to everyone else, I mean, and she's a tough kid to stop on top of it. So I'm glad we gave ourselves a chance to win at the end. That's a game we historically don't play very well in. So, so slowly but surely we're getting things taken care of. Obviously would have liked to come away with a win, but, proud of the effort, proud of the fight we showed.
Take us through the final possession of the game. Again, down one. I know there was a couple timeouts called trying to figure some things out, and ultimately it was a kind of a short corner shot from the baseline right that came up just a bit short. What was kind of the play that was drawn up? What were you really trying to look for there?
Yeah, so kind of what we were trying to do is we were trying to get Brooke, kind of trying to get her on kind of more of a diagonal through their zone and kind of see how their zone attacked it. Their top two guards did a pretty good job of pressuring the ball and forcing them out of our guard's hand early. So we had to go kind of to our second option over there. It's actually Allison Farmer who ended up with the ball in her hand. I think she probably could have shot it a little bit, but it would have been kind of a rush shot, which actually probably wouldn't have been the worst thing for us because we could have had an opportunity to offensive rebound. But, she made a play and, a little short. So, it was a well-defended. They forced us to go to our secondary options, which sometimes, whenever you get to that point, that's kind of what you try to do. So, credit to Bethel. They clamped us down on that last couple possessions and go from there. And, then if you even go earlier, we knew kind of we needed to hold it for the last shot. I didn't really see any benefit of us trying to go score a quick two and play some defense or anything like that. I thought, our best opportunity to win would just be going to get that quick shot. Holding out for that last shot right at the end of the game. But, Sabetha defended it really well. And that's kind of what they've been holding their hat on all year is defense. So, obviously I think that's probably in their hands to end the game right there.
Finally, coach, we're down to the final week here of the regular season. A couple more games to go before we dive into the sub-state brackets. And Riverside, the opponent, coming up on Friday before wrapping things up at Holton on Tuesday. Riverside, one of the best teams in 2A. You saw them back in early January right out of the break. And that was a 40-18 final. Both teams probably a little bit different now. What's kind of the expectation for Friday? What do you got to do to stop Taylor Weiser and just keep yourself in that game, give yourself a chance to win?
Yeah. I think you put it best when you said trying to stop Taylor Weiser. she's good,
she's
man.
She's pretty good.
She's just such a unique player in our league. I mean, just because she can do so many things because, there's no size matchup wise for her. I mean, we can put some athletes on her to try to go, but at the end of the day, she's still towering over kids 3-4 inches just because of her size. And then on top of all that size, she's super long and athletic on top of it for her size. So it's tough. We'll have to do a good job trying to get the ball out of her hand as much as we can, force her into spots where she might not be the most comfortable. And then we got to do a good job of making sure other kids don't go off. Cause that, sometimes you get to be your issue is you get so focused on one player, you're letting a kid that's a 6 point a game kid, they're scoring 16 now. So now you're in double whammy. So, we just got to do a good job kind of forcing her into spots that, she's uncomfortable, contest shots, rebound. And I think our biggest thing is we got to take care of the ball. Take care of the ball, run some good stuff on offense and go from there, which has kind of been our bugaboo all season. But, But yeah, we'll have the girls ready. It's kind of a weird week. We have conferences this week, so we've got kind of morning practices and practices in the afternoon. So we'll get them ready, though. I know our girls will be ready, and they'll play hard, and we'll just see what happens.
Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us after a one-point loss at Sabetha on Tuesday, down to the final two of the regular season. They'll host Riverside on Friday and then go to Holton on Tuesday to wrap up 23 and get set for Substate after that. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
Perfect. Thanks, Brandon.